श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो वन चैप्टर फोर द अपीयरेंस ऑफ श्री नारद। ऑन हियरिंग सुत गोस्वामी स्पीक दस शौनक मुनि हु वॉज एल्डरली लर्न लीडर्स ऑफ ऑल द ऋषिज एंगेज इन द प्रोलॉन्ग्ड सैक्रिफाइशियल सर्मन कॉन्ग्रेचुलेटेड सुत गोस्वामी बाई एड्रेसिंग हिम एज फॉलोज। शौनक से ओ सुत गोस्वामी, you are most fortunate and respected of all those who can speak and recite. Please relate the pious message of Srimad Bhagavatam, which was spoken by the great and powerful sage Shukadev Goswami. In what period and at what place was this first begun? And why was this taken up? From where did Krishna Dvaipana Vyasa, the great sage, get the inspiration to compile this literature? His son was a great devotee and equibalanced monist whose mind was always concentrated in monism. He was transcendental to mundane activities, but being unexposed, he appeared like an ignorant person. While Sri Vyasadeva was following his son, beautiful young damsels who were bathing naked covered their bodies with clothes, although Sri Vyasadeva himself was not naked. But they had not done so when his son had passed. The sage inquired this, and the ladies replied to that his son was purified, and when looking at them made no distinction between male and female, but the sage made such distinctions. How was he, Srila Shukadev Goswami, the son of Vyasa, recognized by the citizens when he entered the city of Hastinapura after wandering in the provinces of Kuruj and Jangala, appearing like a madman, dumb and retarded? How did it so happen that King Parikshita met him, this great sage, making it possible for the great transcendental essence of the Vedas to be sung to him? He, Shukadev Goswami, was accustomed to stay at the door of a householder only long enough for a cow to be milked, and he did this just to sanctify the residence. It is said that the Maharaja Parikshit is a great first-class devotee of the Lord, and that his birth and activities are wonderful. Please tell us about him. He was a great emperor and possessed all kinds of opulence of his acquired kingdom. He was so exalted that he was increasing the prestige of Pandu dynasty. Why did he give up everything to sit down on the bank of Ganges and fast until death? He was such a great emperor that all his enemies would come and bow down at his feet and surrender all their wealth for their own benefit. He was full of youth and strength, and he possessed insuperior king opulences. Why did he want to give up everything, including his life? Those who are devoted to the cause of personality of Godhead live only for the welfare, development, happiness of others. They do not live for any selfish interest. So even though the emperor Parikshit was free from all attachment to worldly possessions, how could he give up his mortal body, which was a shelter for others? We know that you are expert in the meaning of all subjects, except some portions of the Vedas, and thus you can clearly explain the answers to all the questions we have put to you. Suta Goswami said, when the second millennium overlapped the third, the great sage Vyasadeva was born to Parashara in the womb of Satyavati, the daughter of Vasu. Once upon a time, he, Vyasadeva, as the sun rose, took his morning ablution in the waters of the Saraswati and sat alone to concentrate. The great sage Vyasadeva saw anomalies in the duty of the millennium. This happens on the earth in different ages due to unseen forces in the course of time. The great sage, who was fully equipped in knowledge, could see through the transcendental vision the deterioration of everything material due to the influence of this age. He could also see that the faithless people in general would be reduced in duration of life and would be impatient due to lack of goodness. Thus, he contemplated for the welfare of the men in all statuses of and orders of life. He saw that the sacrifice mentioned in the Vedas were meant by which the papal occupation could be purified. And to simply the process is he divided one Veda into four in order to expand them among men. The four divisions of the original source of the Vedas were made separately. But the historical facts and authentic stories mentioned in the Puranas are called the fifth Veda. After the Vedas were divided into four divisions, Paila Rishi becomes the professor of Rig Veda. Jamini, the professor of the Sama Veda. Vaisampayana alone become the glorified by the Yajurveda. The Sumantamuni Angira, who was very devoted, engaged and interested with the Atharva Veda. And my father, Romaharshana, was interested with the Puranas and historical records. All these learned scholars in their turn rendered their interested Vedas onto their many disciples, grand disciples and great grand disciples. And thus the respective branches of the followers and the Vedas came into being. Thus the great sage Vyasadeva, who is very kind to the ignorant masses, edited the Vedas so they can be assimilated by less intelligent men. Out of compassion, the great sage thought it is wise that this would enable men to achieve the ultimate goal of life. Thus he compiled the historical narrations called the Mahabharata for women, laborer and friends of the twice born. The twice born Brahmanas still his O twice born Brahmana, still his mind was not satisfied, although he engaged himself in working for the total welfare of all the people. Thus, the sage, being distracted, dissatisfied at heart, at once began to reflect because he knew the essence of religion and is said within himself. And he said within himself, I have under strict disciplinary vows, unpretentiously worship the Vedas and the spiritual master and the altar of sacrifice. I have also abided by the rulings and have shown the import of disciplic succession through the explanation of the Mahabharata, by which even women, Shudras and others can see the path of religion. I am feeling incomplete, though I myself I am fully equipped with everything required by the Vedas. This may be because I did not specifically point out the devotional service of the Lord, which is dear both to the perfect being and to the infallible Lord. As mentioned before, Narada reached the cottage of Krishna Dvaipayana Vyasa on the banks of Saraswati just as Vyasadeva was regretting his defects. At the auspicious arrival of Sri Narada, Sri Vyasadeva got up respectfully and worshipped him, giving him veneration equal to that given to Brahmaji, the creator.